This is KUAF. With help from CASA of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight is focusing on foster children in the court system. CASA's Colleen Smith wraps up her discussion with Caleb, an 18-year-old who's been in foster care since he was 15.
You're incredibly articulate for an 18-year-old, by the way.
Thank you.
Amazing. So, is there something I'm missing? Is there something you'd really like to say? And you can think about that.
I feel like family is a big problem. You know, a lot of foster kids, they don't know what family is. And for the longest time, I completely wrote off the idea of family. You know, people think that it needs to be a blood thing, but it doesn't. I've got two foster homes that I stayed a while at, and I consider both of them to be my family. I consider Lawn to be a part of my family. I think that a lot of the young people out there, they need to find some sort of outlet, you know, other than stealing and crime, because a lot of foster kids get written off as criminals, you know. It's that sort of dirty urchin mindset. There need to be more homes out there. There need to be more inviting and understanding people. There needs to be more programs to help out these kids. CASA does a great job, but it's just one organization.
There is a shortage of foster homes, there's no doubt. There's also a shortage of advocates. So last year in Northwest Arkansas, 250 children did not have a CASA advocate because there was not enough in our community. So why do you think it's important that every child in foster care have a CASA advocate on their side?
Maybe not most, but a lot of them. They see adults as the enemy because every adult they've had has told them what to do, or like their parents have done something to wrong them, or, you know, they have to go to JDC, or they have to go to an institution or a group home, and it's never, you know, the adults are never asking them how they feel. And what a CASA advocate can do is be the adult in someone's life that, doesn't judge them, doesn't tell them what to do, but listens. All someone really needs when everyone's telling them what to do is for someone to listen, to be there for them. You know, you can try to give them advice, but a lot of times they won't listen. Young people, I've been through this too. We don't like being told what to do. We like to make our own mistakes. And so when that kid does screw up, you can be there and say, well, you know, it's rough that you did that, but I'm still here for you, and I don't think anything less of you.
Incredibly insightful. Thank you so much for being with us today, Caleb.
You're welcome. It was nice to be here.